This is Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now for today, September 23rd, 2021. All right, I want some news. What do we got here? Did you guys hear about the semi-truck fire on US 395? The following is a press release from California Highway Patrol. On 9/22 at approximately 8:39 p.m., CHP responded to a report of a semi-truck that was on fire along southbound US 395 on the Sherwin grade. When units arrived on scene, they located a semi-truck and trailer stopped along southbound US 395, and the semi-trailer was fully engulfed in flames. That's scary, and that would have been quite a sight. Nearby vegetation had caught fire as a result of the vehicle. That's the last thing we need. It was later determined that the semi-truck was transporting 42,000 pounds of dried dog food. I guess I never thought about that, if dog food is flammable or not. Southbound lanes of US 395 were closed to traffic for an extended period of time while multiple fire departments worked to extinguish the fire. Personnel from Wheeler Crest Fire Department, Long Valley Fire Department, Cal Fire, Inyo National Forest Fires, Caltrans, and Bishop CHP responded to the incident scene. The incident is still under investigation by Bishop CHP. We are lucky we have all of those organizations on a dime there to help in these situations. Things could be way worse. So next time you see someone from any of those organizations, you give them a handshake and tell them thank you. So there's three illegal marijuana cultivation sites cleaned up on the Inyo National Forest today. I don't know much about all this stuff, but now that pot is legal in California, I mean, I guess there's always room for illegal stuff to happen even when it's legal, but I think that would have pulled back a little bit. But hey, I'm naive. So recently, U.S. Forest Service Law Enforcement and Investigations, California Department of Fish and Wildlife, and the Integral Ecology Research Center cleaned up three illegal marijuana cultivation sites on the Inyo National Forest. LE&I coordinated and funded this reclamation effort. The LE&I helicopter was provided for this operation. 13 people from these organizations spent 4 days gathering trash, black plastic pipe, pesticides, and other material used for illegal marijuana cultivation. Of note, 3,140 pounds, 0.57 tons of trash were removed, including 8 loads by helicopter. That's insane. 4.87 miles, 25,760 feet of irrigation pipe removed. They could have brought that to my house. I've been working in my garden a lot, and that would have been sweet. Just saying. It's great to see these organizations come together to restore our shared national forest system lands, said Forest Supervisor Leslie Yin. Reclamation even occurred in two sites within the John Muir Wilderness and in Sierra Nevada Bighorn Sheep Habitat. That's cool. Protecting the special natural resources on this forest is core to the values of the U.S. Forest Service and of those who live near and recreate here, said Yin. The steep terrain, remote areas, and seclusion of the Inyo are a challenge to cleaning up the sites used for illegal marijuana cultivation. I deeply appreciate the efforts of LE&I and partner agencies and this difficult work to restore the ecosystems and watersheds that are being impacted by pesticides, fertilizers, redirected water, and trash, Yin said. What are your guys' thoughts on marijuana being legal in California and there's still all these illegal grows out there? Go to Eastern Sierra Now and comment on the story. The story is called Three Illegal Marijuana Cultivation Sites Cleaned Up on the Inyo National Forest. I'd like to have a conversation with somebody about this and see some other standpoints. Because like I said, I'm kind of naive to the subject. So yeah, head over and school me, would you? Speaking of schooling, we're going to take a second here to list off a couple of our amazing sponsors. And by all means, please use them every chance you get because they're the reason that we can continue to do this.
Copper Top Barbecue. Reminding you that food makes friends. High Point Solar, call for a life-changing free quote today. And the Mammoth Brand, bringing you the best in mountain apparel.
Okay, thank you for that, Mike. Mike has the best voice, doesn't he? He's so good at voiceover stuff. Okay. So I had a girl named Emily write me on our Instagram page, which, by the way, if you didn't know we had an Instagram page, you need to get on that. You get instant updates through Instagram, links to the website, and other stuff, including upcoming prizes from some of our sponsors. So you need to get on Instagram right now. Eastern Sierra Now on Instagram. Anyway, back to Emily. So Emily lives in Yosemite and we had a conversation about the ways things are pronounced here. Mono Lake, Yosemite. You know, we've all seen it a million times. Anyway, one thing that she told me was, a couple of newscasts ago, I listed off all of the campsites that were open and all of them were closed, and it was incredibly boring. And Emily, I agree with you completely. If you go back and listen to it, I believe it was the 20th, you'll hear me like going off, and slowly I start to, what am I doing? Oh my God, this is terrible. This is awful. Why am I saying this? And then by the end, I say, you know what? Just go check it out. So Emily, in the vein of that, I am going to not read everything from this next story. Just the main stuff that you need to know. So there is a Windy Fire update. That is the one that is happening on the other side of the mountain from us in the Sequoia National Forest. The Windy Fire is 43,745 acres and is 6% contained as of about 2 o'clock today. The fire is on the Tule River Indian Reservation and in the Sequoia National Forest, including the giant Sequoia National Monument. The inversion layer lifted and paired with increased winds, which intensified fire activity and expansion on all fronts. That is bad news. Crews are in place in the threatened communities with structure protection as their top priority. The fire has impacted several giant Sequoia groves. Yesterday, a resource advisor with fire effects experience on giant sequoias from Yosemite National Park visited the trail of 100 giants to assess the giant sequoia trees affected by the fire. The expert will continue to evaluate the condition of the trees. There is a mandatory evacuation order that's been given for Camp Nelson and surrounding communities, and the existing evacuation orders remain in place too. There's no privately owned structures that have been damaged or lost in Camp Nelson, Ponderosa, or the Tule River Indian Reservation. The Sequoia National Forest did lose the Mule Peak Lookout and the Association Radio Repeater. They were destroyed in the early stages of the fire. For those of you that love firefighters like all of us, here's what they actually have going out there. Currently work, there's 41 hand crews, 19 water tenders, 33 bulldozers, 102 engines, and 1,474 total personnel. That is crazy. Every one of those guys is a hero, and they deserve to be thanked. The Windy Fire threatens 1,750 residential structures and 75 commercial structures and destroyed 2 commercial structures. So it's still looking like it's going to be a while over there, but we definitely have guys going at it, and they are making headway slowly. So any help we can give to those guys, let's do it, even if it's just keeping them in our thoughts. We will stay up on the information with the Windy Fire, so check back every day to see more of what's going on. So in more fire news, which is basically the same fire from what I understand, or at least they're very close to each other, the KNP Complex fire has a bit of an update. The acres that have burned are 33,046. The percent contained is 0%. That's not good. Started September 11th, and it was caused by lightning. It's in the Sequoia Kings Canyon National Park. Resources on that one are 1,518 personnel, 47 crews, 60 engines, 34 water tenders, and 21 helicopters. The rest of the information pretty much seems like it's about the same. So definitely for more information, head over to Eastern Sierra Now, where we have everything posted, including the links to see the maps of the fire areas and any other pertinent information that you need to see to be able to stay on top of this fire. Well, there's a little happy news in the art scene. C5 Studios presents John Hamilton. Exhibit dates are September 24th through November 20th. The reception on Friday, September 24th, is at 5 p.m. and it goes to 7:30 p.m. C5 Studios Community Art Center presents a new solo show by artist, writer, and philosopher John Hamilton. C5 Studios is proud to present a compelling collection of Hamilton's paintings and drawings, from his early landscapes to his extraordinary abstract paintings. Hamilton's work from his landscape paintings, created from a plein air studio in the back of his 1960s pickup truck, to his large, compelling abstract paintings, reflect the fascinating life of this prolific and elusive artist. He was born in Sweetwater, Texas. Hamilton's story travels to a post-war San Francisco, where, emboldened by the ideas and spirit of the Beat Generation, he decided that a life on the road offered him the freedom he craved. I can relate to that. For many years, he traveled, painting landscapes from Stinson Beach to Bolinas, Bridgeport to Darwin. It was there that he settled into the quiet and solitude of desert life and turned to working with abstract painting, feeling that it allowed a greater sense of freedom, both creative and interpretive. A part of the Darwin artist community for many years, he now resides in the nursing facility in Lone Pine Hospital, where he still draws every day. That is awesome. So you need to get down and check this show out. The show opens to the public Friday, September 24th, like we said, with a reception for the artist from 5 to 7:30. All are welcome, and masks will be required at this event. C5 Studios, if you don't know where that is, it's 210 South Warren Street, which is in the old JCPenney building. And if you don't know that, you need to get in there and check it out, because that place is amazing. You can see c5studios.org for more information and to see more about future shows as well as classes and things that they offer there. Definitely head over to Eastern Sierra now to learn more about all of the topics we've covered plus more, and leave some comments. I'd really like to have some conversations with people about this, because I'm just putting out there what I think people want to hear. So if you come to me and say, hey, I want to know more about this, I would like to know more about that, absolutely, that's what I'm going to do. So head over and start commenting with us a little bit. Get a little exchange going back and forth, you know, tete-a-tete, as it's called. It'd be really awesome for us to get a chance to talk to some of our audience, because we are growing, and this is pretty awesome, and I am absolutely grateful for all of you listening out there and reading and supporting this. It has been monumental in our lives, and we absolutely cherish every second of what we're doing this. Okay, enough being cheesy. I just want to let you know, tomorrow, Friday the 24th, we will not have a newscast because I will be out of town. But we will be back Monday with all the news that you can handle over the weekend. So again, this has been Jesse Steele. Thank you for listening with Eastern Sierra Now and news for September 23rd, 2021.